it's very sad when somebody dies, but probably a great relief to the people surrounding them, you know, when they've seen them in such bad health for a number of years. So it was probably a wee blessing in disguise. Aye, I think if we win the gold medal in Rome, you know, as a very young man, and then to go and to achieve what he's achieved in and out the ring, you know, I mean, you had a man of character, a man who stood up for his beliefs, a man who, even at the downfall of his own career, was able to stand up and be counted. I think that he was a truly great man. Well, he was nearly there. He was doing the world tour after he'd won the heavyweight championship of the world. And my dad, way back in the 60s, done a lot of business with his management team, Angelo Dundee and Chris Dundee. So when he came to Glasgow, my dad was his agent in Glasgow. So I was fortunate enough to have been one of the lucky ones that's got some memories and spoke to him and got my pictures taken with him and everything else. And it's, you know, it's something great to look back on.
And what are your memories of him?
Yeah, probably different for everybody else. Everybody's seen him as a very flamboyant and outrageous character, you know, when he went into the ring. But when I get my pictures taken with him, I was in the dressing room and he was quite somber, you know. Even although it was an exhibition that he was in Glasgow for, he took it very seriously. And the idea that he focused on what he was going out to do to see the his adoring fans. You know, and the minute he stepped out of the dressing room into the spotlight, then he became Muhammad Ali. I think he's set a great role model for men, not just necessarily boxers, you know, but for somebody that stood up and, as a boxer, he fought the very best. He judged no one. And he was in an era where there was a great many champions like Joe Frazier and George Foreman and Ken Norton, and he judged nobody. He fought the best. He wanted to be the greatest. And to be the greatest, to fight the best and the greatest that was around. And he certainly done that. And as a man, you know, and who stood by his beliefs and probably lost the best 3 years of his sporting life standing up for what he thought was right. That makes him extra special in my eyes. I think without a doubt that there's so many, you know, lines written about people who are considered icons or legends or, you know, some of these wonderful adjectives that we can use. But this man was truly a legend. I mean, here's somebody, and I'm 64 years of age, he's 74, you know, and we can still talk about him in such high regard. And I think, you know, that's 50 years that remembrance. And it's like people say, where were you in the night that John Kennedy was shot? You know, and you remember, I remember, you know, the position that I was in 50 years ago when I got my picture taken with Muhammad Ali.